One of the interesting things about the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah is that we fulfill this mitzvah twice during the Yom Tov of Purim, and yet there are some mefarshim that claim that the source for the obligation to read Megillah at night is different than the source to read it by day. And as a result, there are some halachic differences, lemaisa, between the Kriya Bayom and the Kriya Balayla. What do I mean? It all begins with the Mishnah Masechta Megillah on Daf Chaf. Let's all take a look at the source. Source 1. Ein karnas haMegillah v'lamolim v'lo tov l'machetonet zachama. We don't read the Megillah or do a bris milah or go to the mikveh for those individuals who are supposed to go to the mikveh by day until honetz hachama, until sunrise. But says the Mishnah, v'kulon she'osu misha'ola amud hashacha yotza. If someone does these actions, whether it's mikra Megillah or milo or tvila from alos hashachar, he can be yotzi b'di'evet. The rule is that any mitzvah that has to be performed by day, one is supposed to do that after nights, after sunrise. As Rashi explains, there's a concern that if they do it beforehand, then they might actually do it balayla. So that's why the Chachamim instituted that you should wait until nights. But alos hashachar, technically speaking, is the beginning of day. So b'di'evet, if you do the mitzvah, then you can be yotze the chiv. So the Gemara asks Menolan, how do I know the Megillah has to be read by day? Damakra, v'hayomim ha'elen is karim v'nasim. The pasuk in the Megillah says that these days, these experiences, the tzara and the Yeshua of Purim, nizkarim v'nasim. There has to be a zechira and there's an asiya. Asiya means that we have to celebrate the Yom Tov. Zechira means that we have to remember what happened and we have to mention it as well. We have to read the Megillah. So this is the makor, says the Gemara, that the Megillah has to be read by day. Hayomim ha'ele. The fact that the pasuk connects the zechira to the word yomim implies that the Megillah has to be read by day. So the Gemara asks, bayomim balayla lo. It would appear that the Megillah only has to be read by day. If you're going to darshan from the word yomim, it implies that the Megillah only has to be read by day. Lemetevi tifted Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, chayvadam likos haMegillah balayla l'shanosa bayom. Let's say maybe there should be a tuf, there should be a kasha against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, says that the Megillah has to be read both at night and by day. So says the Gemara, no, kiktani adiyom. The Mishnah over here is only referring to the Kriya Bayom. It's saying that there is an obligation to read the Megillah Bayom, and when is that supposed to be done? After nights. L'chatchila, one is supposed to wait until after sunrise to read the Megillah by day. But that doesn't mean there isn't another obligation to read the Megillah Balayla as well. The Mishnah simply is referring to the Kriya Bayom, but it's not against the other member that there's an obligation balayla to. And that's in source 2, right? The obligation to read the Megillah balayla, that's derived from a pasuk in Tehillim, halfway through that line, Shenemar, Elokai ekra yomim velo sada velayla velo dumi aliyah. At the time of Purim, they cried out in tefillah, both bayom and balayla, as Rashi explains, that it's a zecher l'neisha yuzak and b'meit sarasan yom velayla. Just like they were zoek, they cried out in tefillah bayom uvalayla, so too, when we read the Megillah, which reminds us of the Yeshua of Purim, we have to read it both bayom and balayla. So the Gemara in Daf Chaf is saying that the Mishnah was not going against that memra, that there is an obligation to read the Megillah both at night and by day. The Mishnah simply is referring to the Kriya Bayom. When are you supposed to read the Megillah Bayom? You're supposed to do it l'chatchila after Hanetz Hacham. What emerges from the Gemara is that the source for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah seems to be a pasuk from the Megillah itself. Hayomim ha'elin is karim v'nasim. The zechira has to be Bayom. And apparently what the Gemara seems to be implying is that the simple understanding of that pasuk is v'layla v'lodumi ali. The pasuk in Tehillim is modifying the pasuk at the end of the Megillah. That v'layla v'lodumi ali is telling me hayomim ha'elin is karim v'nasim is referring not only to a kriya bayom but even to a kriya balayla. If the pasuk would have said hayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim bayom, so then I would imagine that the kriya only has to be bayom. Hayomim doesn't really mean that the kriya is bayom. It means hayomim ha'ele, these days, the days of Purim, the Sarah and the Yeshua are supposed to be mentioned at some particular time, but it doesn't say when. So v'layla v'lodumi ali teaches me, it's Megala, it reveals that hayamim ha'elin is karim v'nasim refers not only to a kriya bayom, but even to a kriya balayla. So the simple understanding is that the obligation to read Megillah bayom and balayla is derived from a pasuk in Ksuvim, from the Megillah itself, so that would seem to give it the status of Divrei Kabbalah. It's not a derabbanan. It's not like it was a takana derabbanan. It was more than that. But since it's part of Nach, it's part of Ksuvim, it has a status of Divrei Kabbalah. It might have a higher status than a derabbanan level. We know the Gemara in different places says Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah Dami. that Divrei Kabbalah, what's learned from Divrei Kabbalah, what's learned from Nach, has the status of Divrei Torah. Take, for instance, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara there says that there is an Isser to fast, there's an Isser of Hesped V'Tainis, to fast on certain days before Yomim Tovim. It's what's called Megillas Tainis. There were a group of Yomim Tovim, the Chazal were Koveya, to commemorate different Nisim that the Jewish people experienced. And the rule is that one is not allowed to fast on those days, on the Yomim Tovim themselves, but you can't fast even on the day before and the day after those particular days. Why? So the Gemara says that Divrei Sofrim Tzrichim Chizuk, since those Yomim Tovim are not as well known, and people are not so concerned with Divrei Sofrim, they're not as careful with Divrei Sofrim, then there's a concern that someone will come to be mezalzel with those Yomim Tovim. So Chazal instituted that all these days, the days that are part of Megillas Tainis, these days that Chazal were kovei as Yomim Tovim, one shouldn't fast even the day before and the day after either. To give it chizuk, to give these days some kind of a strengthening, so that people will not come to be mezalzel in those days. But says the Gemara, Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is allowed to fast the day before and the day after. You can't fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. One is not allowed to fast on Shabbos either. But the day before Shabbos and Yom Tov, the day after Shabbos and Yom Tov, one is allowed to fast. Why? Because the Gemara says, Divrei Torah ein tzrichim chizuk. If the reason why one is not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov is from the Torah, right? If the day in question is from the Torah, so then we're not concerned that people are going to be mezalzel in that day. So you're allowed to fast the day before and the day after. Just because you can fast the day before and the day after doesn't mean you'll fast on that day. But the concern is that someone might come to be mezalzel on that day as well. So it says the Gemara, no, Divrei Torah ein tzrichim chizuk. Everyone knows that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Everyone knows that Shabbos and Yom Tov are special. Just because to fast the day before Shabbos and Yom Tov, the day after Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're not going to come to fast on Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves. So the question is, what is the din of Divrei Kabbalah? So says the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah dami, ve'ein tzrichim chizuk. Any Yom Tov that comes mi Divrei Kabbalah has the status of Divrei Torah, and one is allowed to fast either the day before this Yom Tov or the day after. Purim is the Yom Tov mi Divrei Kabbalah, Yemei Mishta v'Simcha. It was established as a Yom Tov, but it's Divrei Kabbalah. It's not Divrei Torah, it's not Divrei Sofim, it's Divrei Kabbalah, it's somewhere in the middle. But says the Gemara, Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah dami, it has the status of Divrei Torah. There's no concern that if we allow you to fast the day before Yom Tov Divrei Kabbalah or the day after, that you'll come to be mezalzel in the Yom Tov Divrei Kabbalah itself. That's why it's takamuta to fast on Tainis Esther. So the day before Purim, if you're never allowed to fast the day before Yom Tov, so why on Tainis Esther is it muta to fast? The answer is Divrei Kabbalah ke Divrei Torah dami. We're not afraid that you'll come to be mezalzel on the Yom Tov Divrei Kabbalah. So we see that Divrei Kabbalah is connected to Divrei Torah. It's compared to Divrei Torah. Ein tzrichim chizuk. The question is, how much more so is Divrei Kabbalah compared to Divrei Torah? Is it compared completely? Is it a complete equation? Or do we say, no, it's really only a partial equation? Regarding chizuk, regarding this idea that one is not allowed to fast the day before or the day after a Yom Tov midrabbanan, so that doesn't apply to Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is Divrei Torah. We're not afraid of a zilzal of Divrei Kabbalah. But do I say this comparison across the board? Do I say Divrei Kabbalah are compared to Divrei Torah completely? Do I say no, it's a very limited type of halacha? So perhaps the best test case to determine whether Divrei Kabbalah really are compared to Divrei Torah is what's the din of Safek Divrei Kabbalah? We know Sveka Daraisa L'chumra, Sveka Rabbanan L'kula. So what's the din of Divrei Kabbalah? Do we say Safek Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra, or do we say L'kula? If we hold Safek Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra, that would clearly seem to imply that it's really like a Daraisa. We really make a complete comparison, that even if it's not mentioned, even if the halacha is not mentioned in the Chamish Shulchan Aruch Torah, but if it's part of Nach, it's Divrei Kabbalah, that has a status of Daraisa, and therefore, even for a Safek, we'd have to be Machmer as well. What's the din? Do we say Safek Divrei Kabbalah K'Divrei Torah Dami, and it has to go L'chumra, or not? So this comes up when this comes up in Purim. We know that there's a din that any Ir Mukheves Chama Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun reads the Megillah on the 15th of Adar. If it's an open city, it reads on the 15th of Adar. So what's the din? Let's say it's a Suffolk. We don't know if it was Mukheves Chama Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun. What's the din? When does it read the Megillah? So this is in Source 4. Gemara in Megillah on Daf Hei says, Chizkiah Kari B'Tveria B'Arbeisar U'V'Chameisar. Chizkiah read in Tveria on the 14th of Adar and the 15th. 14th and the 15th. Why do the mitzvah twice? Dr. Gemara, Misafkalei Mekeves Choma Mimos Yoshua Benun Hi Ilo. He had a suffix whether Tveria was Mekeves Choma from the days of Yoshua Benun. He had a suffix whether the Megillah was supposed to be read on the 15th in Tveria or on the 14th in Tveria. So at first glance, you get the impression that Me'ikar Adin Chizkia read the Megillah on both days because he had a suffix what the status of Tveria was. And Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, Safik Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra, because if Sekar D'Oraisa L'chumra, then Safik Divrei Kabbalah has to go L'chumra as well. The Rashba, though, in Suas 5, quotes the Ramban, who disagrees. The Ramban says, the Chizkiyah Minik Chasidusu. The Ramban says, Chizkiyah was just a Minik Chasidus. The other Rabbah, Misfeka Lo Likru Klal. Misafik, you really shouldn't have to read the Megillah neither on the 14th nor the 15th. The Havalei Savik b'shel Divrayim, the Divrei Kabbalah k'shel Rabbanan l'kula. Divrei Kabbalah really should be like a Divrei Sofrim. It's not a Doraisa. It's not mentioned in Chamishachem Shetar. So you would say Savik Divrei Kabbalah l'kula. If Savik Rabbanan l'kula, then Savik Divrei Kabbalah should go l'kula as well. It's interesting. The Ramban is willing to posit that even if this is like a Tarti Desasri, right, you're going to be Megil completely. Right, if you say Savik Divrei Kabbalah l'kula, and you're not going to read the Megillah at all, so it comes out of Tarti Desasri. How can we be Megil completely? But the Ramban apparently is willing to go that far, that he assumes Divrei Kabbalah really is like a Drabbanan. If Sveik Drabbanan Lekula, then Sveik Divrei Kabbalah should be Lekula as well. And you could be Megil outright. You wouldn't have to read the Megillah at all. If you have an ear that Sveik Mukeves Chama Mimos Yeshua, but no, you shouldn't have to read the Megillah at all. Clearly, what the Ramban is implying is that Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, it's a very limited halacha. Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami means only that ain't tzrichim chizuk. That it's a strong enough halacha that we're not afraid that if we allow you to fast the day before and the day after that Yom Tov, that you'll come to be mezalzel in the Yom Tov itself. But do I really say Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah? Is it really a complete equation? No. It's not a complete equation, and therefore I would say that by Safek Divrei Kabbalah we can go l'kula. Not everyone agrees with this Ramban. There are some poskim that seem to hold regarding Mikra Megillah that b'sofek you have to be machmir. B'sofek you have to be machmir. They assume that sofek divrei kabbalah might be lechumra, it might have the status of a deraisa. That the phrase divrei kabbalah kedivrei torah dami that the Gemara has should be more expansive. We should look at it a very expansive halacha, not just that ein tzrichim chizuk, but rather it really has the status of divrei torah, and therefore misofek you'd have to be machmir. The Shulchan Aruch in Suah 6 starts us rolling in the direction of Chumrah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a Chumas Hadeshin. Mishu onus tzas v'noyochol leilech lebeis haknesses v'tzarech lehamten at sha'achar sheyikru hakohol. Let's say someone is an onus. He can't go to shul to hear the Megillah at night. He can't come to the beis haknesses. So he has to wait until the kohol is finished. The Balkore is going to read in shul, and this individual can't get a Balkore bizmanas. He's going to have to wait until they're finished, so that the Balkore can come to his home and read the Megillah for him. So what's the problem? So says the Chumash Hadeshim, the koshel of leishe b'tanis kol kach. The Shulchan Aruch quoting from the Chumash Hadeshim. It's difficult for him. He's fasting. So he's not feeling well. He can't. He has a broken leg. Let's say he can't come to shul. So he has to wait at home for the Balkore to come to him. What can he do? Does he have to fast until the end of Megillah? He can hear it early. He can get the Balkari to read for him after Plaga Mincha. He'll be Otze first, and then the Tzibur will be Otze later. It sounds like it's better for him not to break his fast, not to be Toeim, not to be Ochel, I should say, not to have an Achila before the Megillah. We're afraid, the Shmoset Eshin says, afraid that if we allow him to eat before the Megillah laning, then he might forget, he might get so involved and he won't actually read the Megillah. Right? Says the Ramavel, Osa lechol kodem sheyishma kriyas Megillah, afilu atainis kosher olav. The Chumash Hadeshin is very machmir. They want you not eat before the Megillah laning at night because we're afraid that shemetach tefeno sheina, he'll become so tired or fall asleep, just like the Gemara in Bracha says that one should not eat before Mariv because we're afraid at night. We're doubly afraid that if a person starts eating before doing a mitzvah, he might forget about it, and then he'll be gripped with a feeling of tiredness, and then he'll fall asleep. He won't do the mitzvah. So that's what the Chumash Hadeshin says, that if a person has to get the Megillah early, then better for him to hear the Megillah early than to break his fast if he's going to hear the Megillah later. It's better to hear the Megillah from Plaga Mincha and onward. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced. The Mishnah Berurah in Source 7 quotes a Magen Avram, who says that the real Isser to eat before the Megillah is only Achila. But Te'ima is permissible. Just to have a little bit of a Te'ima, to taste a little bit, to put a candy in your mouth, have a little bit of sugar, that's permissible. To eat, to have a Kezayis, to have a Kebetza, to have an Achilas Keva, that's prohibited because we're concerned that that Achila will lead to Shena. Right, and you won't fulfill the mitzvah. But te'im is permissible. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if the Magen Avraham says te'im is permissible, then better for this individual to be toim a little bit, better for him to taste a little bit, than to have the Megillah laning early. Right? Better for him to taste a little bit and to have the Megillah laning after the Tzibur, than to read the Megillah after Plag HaMincha, but earlier than say Sakal Chavim. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shemus HaDeshen that better for him to have the Megillah early, to hear the Megillah after Plag HaMincha, even though it's before Tzeisar Kochavim. It's really before this man, it's before Laila. The Shemus HaDeshen says, no better for him to hear the Megillah after Plag HaMincha, because it's such a terrible thing to eat before the Megillah. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, eating is a problem, achila is a problem, but te'ima is permissible. So if te'ima is mutter, then better for him to be toim, so that he'll be able to read the Megillah b'zman, he'll be able to read the Megillah after Tzeisar Kochavim. He shouldn't have a whole meal, but let him be toim, and then he'll be able to hear the Megillah after the Tzibur. Why is the Mishnah Berurah so bent on having him hear the Megillah later? Mishnah Berurah says that the Pri Chodesh was very troubled with the Trumas Hadeshin. The Pri Chodesh was Koratagar. He disagreed vehemently with the Trumas Hadeshin. The Trumas Hadeshin is based on the fact that after Plag HaMincha, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it's called Laila for certain halachas. For Kriyashma, for example. We know B'Shachbacha of Kumecha, Kriyashma is supposed to be read at night, Bizman Shchiva. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that after Plag HaMincha, we already treat it like a Zman of Shchiva. It's a big Chiddush, because most people are not going to sleep then. Rabbeinu Tam assumes that after Plag HaMincha, that already has a somewhat of a status of Laila, it's a Zman Shchiva, so therefore one can be Otze Kriyashma during that time. And similarly, he assumes that it's considered Erev, for Tfilas Erev, for Marev. You can be Otze after Plag HaMincha, you can be Otze Marev. But says the Pri Chodesh, I don't think that this applies to Megillah. First of all, he says we don't paskin like that, Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Das Yachid. Rabbeinu Tam holds this way that it's already called Laila for Kriyashma and for Tefillah. But who says we paskin like that, Shita? That's first of all. And secondly, even if we paskin that way regarding Tefillah and regarding Kriyashma, maybe it's called Zman Shchiva, maybe it's called Erev for Tefillah, but it's not Laila Mamish. And if the source of Mikra Megillah Balaila is V'laila V'lodumi Ali, from the Pasuk, V'laila V'lodumi Ali, so the Pasuk says Laila, that implies that it has to be Laila Mamish. Maybe it's not enough to have a Din Laila. Even if from Plag HaMincha and on might have a status of Laila for certain Dinim, for Kriyashma and for Tefillah, but who says for Megillah it has a status of Laila? It's not real Laila, and if the Pasuk says V'laila V'lodumi Ali, it sounds like it has to be Laila Mamish to read the Megillah at night. Dr. Pri Chodesh, he thinks that Shemus HaDeshen is incorrect, that one really can't be Yotze Mikra Megillah until Tzeisar Kochavim. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if you want to be Choshesh for the Pri Chodesh's Chumrah against the Shemus HaDeshen, that Mikra Megillah really should only be after Tzeisar Kochavim, then it's better for the individual to be Toim, better for him only to taste a little bit, not to have a full meal. Better for him to taste a little bit before the Megillah, so that he'll be able to read the Megillah Bizman. He'll be able to read the Megillah after Tzeisar Kochavim.
How much is a te'ima?
Anything less than a kebetza, right? If it's a little bit more than a kebetza, it's called an achilas keva. It's called an achilas keva for sukkah. And the stuff may be called an achilas keva over here as well. It's an achila. Normally, achila in halach is a kezayis. I think over here, achilas keva is the key. If it's just a snack, that's called a te'ima. So if it's less than a kebetza, that certainly would be fine. But having a candy, right? Having a candy, a little bit of sugar, that's much less than a kebetza. That's the best thing to do. Just to have a little water, that's probably not good enough. But, you know, to assuage your feelings of hunger. But if you have a candy, that's sugar, you know, that should tide you over. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Better to be choshesh for the Magen Avraham, choshesh for the Pri Chodesh against the Trumas HaDeshen, that maybe Megillah should only be read after Tzeis Kochavim. Don't be mekel for the Rabbeinu Tam, because first of all, it's a Das Yachid, and even if we follow him for Kriyashma and for Tefillah, Megillah is different. V'layla v'lodumi Ali seems to imply that the Megillah has to be read Bizman Laila Mamish. So until Tzeis Kochavim, it's not Laila, so one should not read it then. One should not be Yotzei then. So better to be time, because if you're time, then that will hold you over until after Megillah laning, and then you'll be able to read the Megillah bizman. What's the zman? After Seisa Kol Chavim. Kosav HaPri Megadim, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Safekim. Let's take it a line before. Kosav HaPri Megadim, Dilfidas HaPri Chadosh, Afilu Ben Hashmoshes Ein Likros, Afilu Atayin Es Koshalov. According to the Pri Chadosh, says the Mishnah Berurah, one shouldn't read the Megillah during Ben Hashmoshes, because if the zman for Kriyas HaMegillah is Laila, then we should only read it after Seisa Kol Chavim. What's the Pri Megadim saying? That according to the Pri Chadosh, if you're supposed to read the Megillah only after Seisa Kol Chavim, if Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, then it's treated like a Daraisa, then during Ben Hashmashos, which is Safek Yom Safek Laila, you shouldn't read either. Because just like you shouldn't read before Ben Hashmashos, after Plag HaMincha, you shouldn't read during Zman of Safek either. Aye, it's Safek Yom Safek Laila. It's only Drabana, you should be able to be Mekel. No. The Pri Megadim is clearly assuming Safek Divrei Kabbalah Kesafek Torah L'chumrah. And similarly, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Pri Megadim in the next Sivkatan, in Sivkatan Tezayin, there in Surah 7, that Imkaras HaMegillah, Efsher, Safek Imkaras HaMegillah, Efsher, the law Amina Bezeh Sveket Rabbanan L'Kula, Mishim Dehu Divrei Kabbalah. The Pri Megadim similarly claims that not only Safek Divrei Kabbalah, if you read the Megillah Ben Hashmoshes, you have to be machmer to read it again. You shouldn't read it during Ben Hashmoshes. Similarly, if you forget, you don't know whether you read the Megillah or not, Safek Divrei Kabbalah L'chumra, you have to read the Megillah again. So the Chumra of the Pri Megadim is clearly assuming that Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami means exactly that. It's Kedivrei Torah not only for Ein Tzrichim Chizek, but it's Kedivrei Torah even for Safek. Just like Sveik HaRaisa L'chumra, so too Safek Divrei Kabbalah has to be L'chumra as well. That's the impression you get from the Pri Megadim. What's the source of the Pri Megadim? It's talk against the Ramban. Ramban is quoted by the Rashba as saying that Safek Divrei Kabbalah is Lakula, right? Safek Divrei Kabbalah really is Lakula. Chizkiah was just machmir to read the Megillah in Tveria. He really could have been makel outright not to read the Megillah at all. It seems to be against the Pri Megadim. How can the Pri Megadim just argue with the Ramban? The answer is there are other Rishonim who disagree with the Ramban. That's the Yesh Misha Omer in Suas 8 in the Shulchan Aruch later in Hilchas Purim. Yesh Misha Omer Sha'onein Muta Bebosa V'yayin. The Archas Chaim is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch as saying that in Onein, if someone's close relative passed away, we know that in Onein, before the Kvura, between the Misa and the Kvura, is not allowed to eat Bosa V'yayin, because he has to be Osek in the Kvura of his mace, in the burial of the mace. We're concerned that he'll get so involved in the Bosa V'yayin that he won't bury the mace. So says Yesh Misha Omer, on Purim, the Onin is Mutah Bebasa V'yayin. Why? But shouldn't we be afraid he won't bury the mace? Lo osi esed diyochid da'avelus v'dochi esed dirabim daraisa l'smach b'purim. Because the esed dirabim daraisa to be sameach b'purim is docha the esed diyochid da'avelus, da'ninus. So therefore, he's Mutah Bebasa V'yayin. He has to engage in Simchas Purim. Esed dirabim daraisa? What, the esed to be sameach b'purim is a daraisa? Says the Shulchan Aruch, the Divrei Kabbalah Ninu Shem Kedivrei Torah. You may Mishta V'Simcha, the Yom Tov of Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, that's Kedivrei Torah, so it has a status of Esed D'Rabim D'Raisa, and that's why it's Dachi Esed D'Yochid D'Avelus. You see that there are some Rishonim Utaka hold that Divrei Kabbalah really is Kedivrei Torah. It's not just Kedivrei Torah regarding Ein Tzrich and Chizek, but it really has a status of Kedivrei Torah regarding that Esed Derab. It's called an Esed Derabim Daraisa, and it'll be Docha Esed Diochid Davelus. So it seems like the Pri Megadim is probably getting his approach from this Shita. That you see, the Archas Chaim holds that Divrei Kabbalah really is Kedivrei Torah. Says up the Pri Megadim, if that's the case, then it should be true for Safek as well. We should say Safek Divrei Kabbalah Lechumra, just like Sveik Daraisa is Lechumra as well. And that's the approach of the Pri Megadim as opposed to the Ramban. And he assumes Divrei Kabbalah really is Kedivrei Torah. And that's why, B'mokal Sofik, you'll have the Machmir. The Emes says there are two chidushim in the Pri Megadim statement. First of all, he assumes that Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Mamish, Le'inyan Sofik. But also, he seems to be assuming that Mikra Megillah Balayla is also Divrei Kabbalah. Because he's talking about Mikra Megillah Balayla. He's not talking about the Mikra Megillah Bayom. The whole discussion of the Trumas Hadeshin is someone who is grappling with this issue that he's going to have to read the Megillah at a different time than the Tzibur, but the Tainus is Kosha Olam. The Tainus is difficult for him. So he wants to know, should he eat? Should he be Toim? When should he have Megillah Laning? What should he do? That's all talking about Mikra Megillah Balayla. So it would seem as though the Prima Godim, who's machmir, in Safek Kara Megillah, who's machmir about Kriyas HaMegillah Ben Hashmoshos, he is assuming that first of all, Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, even regarding Safek, and secondly, that Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is considered Midivrei Kabbalah. The Emes says there is a makom to say that even if you'll assume that Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Dami, maybe that only refers to the Mikra Megillah Bayom. Is it really muchrich to say that Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla is also Divrei Kabbalah? It's not so clear. It's not so clear that that's true. After all, the pasuk Hayamim Ha'elin is Karim V'Nasim, the pasuk that the Gemara Megillah Nafchaf quotes to teach me that is a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah Bayom, right? The pasuk from the Megillah that tells me that Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, Gemara Megillah really seems to apply that to the Kriya Bayom. We just assume that V'layla V'lodumi Ali is Megala, that the pasuk refers to the Kriya Balayla as well. But who says? Is that really muchach to say? Is that compelling? One could say, no, maybe they're two separate makaros. Hayamim Ha'elin is Karim V'Nasim might refer to the Kriya Bayom. V'layla V'lodumi Ali perhaps is a different Kriya, it's a different Mechayev. And since V'layla V'lodumi Ali doesn't really say that there's a Chiyav to read the Megillah, this Karim sounds like there's a Chiyav to be Mazkir something. V'layla V'lodumi Ali is referring to being quiet, be made Sarah, but it doesn't tell me that the Megillah should be read, that we should talk about the Yemei Simcha, we should talk about the Yeshua of Purim. So one could say that that's not really a mocker, even though V'layla V'lodumi Ali is in Tehillim, it is in Ksuvim as well, but maybe since it's not explicit in that pasuk that the Megillah should be read at night, so perhaps we should say that the Mikra Megillah Balayla is a mitzvah derabbanan, Chazal u'Masakeh, that there's a mitzvah to read Megillah. V'layla V'lodumi Ali is just an asmachta ba'alma, it's a smach from the pasuk, but it's not an actual mocker that the Megillah has to be read at night. Hayamim Ha'elin is Karim V'Nasim, that's a real chiyuv, is Karim V'Nasim. You have to do an asiya, you have to celebrate the day with a sudas purim and with all the mitzvahs of the day. Nizkarim also says that the Megillah has to be read by day, that you have to actually mention the Yeshua to tell the story of the Yeshua of Purim. So it could very well be that the pasuk from the Megillah that tells us explicitly that the Megillah has to be read, maybe that pasuk only refers to the Kriya Bayom. Maybe it doesn't refer to the Kriya Balayla. Maybe the Kriya Balayla, which is alluded to in the pasuk V'layla V'lodumi Ali, that's just an asmachta ba'alma. And the real mokar for the Kriya Bayom, the real mokar for the Kriya Balayla is not a pasuk in the Megillah, but rather it's just a mitzvah the Rabbanan, it's a takana the Rabbanan ba'alma. The Turei Evan, in his commentary on Masechet Megillah, suggests such an idea, that maybe there's a distinction between the Kriya Bayom as opposed to the Kriya Balayla. And he wants to suggest that maybe that's the Machlokes Rishonim that the Mordechai quotes. This is in Source 9. It's a little bit of a complicated Mordechai because he refers to a Gemara. We're not going to get involved in all the details, but the Mordechai begins with the Rav Yoh. And the Gemara says, Sudas Purim she'ochla balayla lo yotza. A Sudas Purim that you eat at night, you're not going to be yotza the chiv. So Pirish Rav Yosh, it's orach lino kalele Shabbos v'yomo dumyu dekriya dechsiv v'hayomim ha'elin nizkarim v'nasim v'en hekesh l'mechza. Says the Rav Yosh, the Gemara claims that if you eat the Sudas Purim balayla, you're not going to be yotza. Zok the Rav Yosh, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that your chiv to eat a Sudas Purim is only bayom. No, there's really an obligation to eat a Sudas Purim bein bayom, bein balayla. Right, you have to be noeg Purim, kalele Shabbos v'yomo. Just like on Shabbos, there's a mitzvah to have a suda Shabbos bayom, and there's a mitzvah to have a suda Shabbos balayla. Rav Yoh claims that on Purim as well, there's an obligation to have a suda Purim both bayom and balayla. How do I know that? He says, I'll tell you. The pasuk in the Megillah says, v'hayamim ha'elen is karim v'nasim. There's a hekesh between zechira and asiya. There's a hekesh between the asiya, between the celebration of the Yom Tov Purim and the zechira, the Mikra Megillah, mentioning the day. So just like the Zechira, just like the Kriya is Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, the Asiya should be Bein Bayom and Bein Balayla as well. And Hekesh L'Mechza tells me that there has to be a complete Hekesh if you're comparing Zechira to the Asiya. And we know that there's an obligation to read the Megillah both at night and by day. Maybe I should say both by day and by night, right? Even at night there's a chiyuv to read the Megillah, so there has to be an obligation to have the Sudas Purim at night as well. So that which the Gemara says that if you have the Suda's Purim at night, you're not going to be Yotze, that means you're not going to be Yotze the Chi of Suda Bayom. But no one's saying that there's no obligation to have a Suda Balayla. There's also an obligation to have a Suda Balayla. Because the Hekesh of Zechira to the Asiyah has to follow through. If there's a Chi of to read the Megillah both by day and even at night, there's also a Chi of to have a Suda's Purim at night as well. Yes?
So then would you also have Chi of the other mitzvahs of
Mishloach Manos, right?
I mean, it seems like you can't have both.
Right, I know. That's a very good question. That's a good question. Now, he doesn't follow through with all of the mitzvahs, and you don't hear anyone saying that. There are more. In Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Resh Tzadi Hei, he suggests that to be choshesh for this shita, one should be marba a little bit at night as well. He says, Me'ikar, then we don't begin this way. We assume that Suda's Purim is only Bayom, and all the other mitzvahs Hayom are only Bayom, but in deference to this shita, perhaps you should have a little bit of a Suda, you should be marba besuda by Balayla as well.
Maybe about breaking your fast with that Suda.
Yeah, you could break the fast with this Suda, but it sounds from the Ramah that you should be marba a little bit. Don't just have, you know, a little Suda, be marba a little bit. I think most people are marba a little bit. Right, an extra course. But it's interesting, actually. If Suda's Purim requires Bosa V'ayin, so if you're going to be marba besuda balayla, mistomet should be a similar type of Suda. If you're just going to have a milchik Suda at night, is that really a kiyum mitzvah Suda? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure if you... You know, it's hard to know exactly what is necessary here. It's a chumra. The Ramah is simply machmer for this shita. It's interesting, but the sheet is based on the Hekesh. If you're going to be Makesh, if you're going to compare Zechira to the Asiyah, so the Rav Yoh says that if we know the Kriya is Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, so the Asiyah should be Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla as well. You should have to have a Suda Balayla as well, because how can I distinguish between the Kriya, between the Zechira and the Asiyah? The Mordechai himself quotes Rabbeinu Mordechai, his Rebbe, who says that he doesn't understand. He quotes from the Gemara. You got to look at the Gemara inside, but basically from the Gemara, just go to the last line. Why is it that a Suda's Purim that you do at night, you're not going to be Yotze? So the Gemara says, my timer, Yemei Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv. It says Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, that they were Koveya, that Purim is supposed to be Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. Mashma the Suda Achaz Dai. It sounds like the Chiyuv is Bayom. Yemei Mishta V'Simcha. So, right, Yemei is the 14th, the 15th, but it sounds like the Chiyuv is only Bayom, it's not Balayla. So if the Chiyuv of Mishta V'Simcha is only Bayom, that means the Chiyuv Suda is only Bayom, so presumably there is no obligation to eat the Suda's Purim Balayla. Ayin Hekesh L'Mechza. The Rav Yoh said that there's a Chiyuv of Kriya Bein Bayom Bein Balayla, and Hekesh L'Mechza should tell me that there's a Chiyuv to have Suda even Balayla. Rabbeinu Mordechai says, no, from the Gemara it's clear, you may mishta v'simcha, there's only an obligation to have the Suda Bayom. So how can you say there's a chiyuv to have the Suda Bayom? It doesn't make any sense. Aye, but there's a hekesh of zechira to the Asiyah. What's he clearly assuming? He's clearly assuming that there is no chiyuv midivrei Kabbalah to read the Megillah Balayla. There is a hekesh, there's a complete hekesh to the chiyuv of Bayom. Hayomim ho'elin is karim v'nasim is not referring even to the Kriya Balayla. It's referring only to the Kriya Bayom. Balayla velodumi oli, that's an asmachta to tell me there's a mitzvah derabana to read Megillah Balayla as well. It's not part of the pasuk. Hayamim ha'elin is karvan asim, is only referring to the Kriya Bayom. And therefore, there is no problem with the Hekesh Lemechza to say that, oh, there must be a Chiyav of Suda Balayla. No, if the Chiyav Kriya Midivre Kabbalah is only Bayom, then the Chiyav Suda Midivre Kabbalah should also only be Bayom. And there shouldn't be a chiyuv of Suda Balayla. That's exactly what the Turi Evan suggests. Vinirali and Source 10, the Haikriya Delaila, Eino Ela Midrabanan, Veino Iker Chiyuv Shel Ruach HaKodesh, Bare Kroksiv, Vahayamim Ha'elen Iskarim Venasim, Iskish Zechira La'asiya, Ma'asiya Balayla, Lo Kediyamin Lakaman Suda's Purim She'achla Balayla, Lo Yotza. My time may Mishta Vesim Chaksiv, Av Zechira Eino Balayla. The question is, what's your point of departure? Is your point of departure, Hayamim Ho'elin is Karim Asim, obligates you in a Kriya, Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, so therefore the Asiya that's derived from the Hekesh also has to be Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla? Or is your point of departure the Suda? That the Pasuk Yimei Mishta V'Simcha tells me that the Mitzvah of Suda's Purim, the Mitzvah of Simcha's Purim is only Bayom? So your Kriya, Hayamim Ha'elin, is Karim V'Nasim, is only Bayom, Midivrei Kabbalah, Midrabanan, Balayla. That's the question. So that's what the Turi Eben suggests. Me'ikra, then we paskin like the Mordechai, the second Shita, not the Rav Yo. So if we paskin like the second Shita, what should emerge is that the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, Midivrei Kabbalah, is only by Yom, it's not by Laila. If the Chiyuv Su'udah Midivrei Kabbalah is only by Yom and not by Laila, then the Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah for Mikra Megillah as well should only be by Yom, it shouldn't be by Laila. That's what the Turi Eben wants to suggest. And then he connects this to something else as well. There's a discussion in the poskim where the Shechionu is recited on the Mikra Megillah Bayom. The Rambam in Source 11 points out that there are three brachas that we recite on the Megillah. Mitzvah Lekrosa Balailu Bayom. What are the three brachas? First of all, on Mikra Megillah. Second, Sheosanisim. And third, Shechionu. Dr. Rambam in the last line of Source 11, Ubayom ein achozu muvar shachiyonu. Bayom, you don't say shachiyonu again. You said it balayla. You made a shachiyonu balayla. Within 24 hours, you're going to do the same mitzvah. You don't make a shachiyonu again? You shake a lulav the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, you make a shachiyonu, but you don't make a shachiyonu the second. You did the mitzvah the first day, so. A mitzvah mizman lizman, a mitzvah that comes every so often, you make a shachiyonu the first time it comes, but if you're going to do the mitzvah multiple times, you don't make a shachiyonu each time. Comes the Balei Tosis in Megillah and Avdalit in Source 12, and they say that Omeri, the Avagad the Mavar Zman Balayla, Chosu Mavar Choso Bayom. The Ri says, no, you make a shachiyonu again for the Mikra Megillah Bayom. Why? The Iker Pirsumeinisa Havi Bekriya the Yamama, because the Iker Pirsumeinisa is in the Kriya Bayom, so therefore you have to make a shachiyonu Bayom again. What kind of a strange idea is this? Iker persume nisa bayam. What does the Tosis mean? Why is the Iker persume nisa bayam? So comes the Turei Eben and he suggests maybe what Tosis has in mind is that the Iker persume nisa bayam because that's the Iker chiyav midivrei Kabbalah. Hayomim ha'elin is karin v'nasim. The Megillah says you're supposed to be mafarsim v'nais by reading about the Neis of Purim. Right? Reading about the Hester Ponim and everything that happened behind the scenes, the whole Neis. If you don't read the Megillah through from the beginning to the end, you have to read the whole story because then you appreciate such a dramatic story. But if you don't read it, then you're not going to appreciate the whole Simcha of the day, the whole Neis of Purim. So the Iker Chiyuv to read it, the Megillah itself tells you the Iker Chiyuv Vayomim Ha'elin is Kar Menasim. The Chiyuv is Bayom. So if the Iker Chiyuv is Bayom, say Tosus. You have to say Shachiyonu Bayom because that's the Iker Chiyuv. Tosus perhaps is assuming that if the Chiyuv Balayla is only the Rabbanan. So then, since the Chiyuv is Midivrei Kabbalah Bayom, it's almost like a new mitzvah. It's still a Chiddush, because you could say, if you're doing the same Maisa mitzvah, Bein Balayla, Bein Bayom, why should I make a new Shachiyonu Bayom? But claims the Turei Eben, what Tosis is assuming, that the Iker Pesuminisa is Bayom, that means the Iker Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah is Bayom, so even if you made a Shachiyonu Balayla, it's like a new Chiyuv Bayom. So if it's a new Chiyuv Bayom, then there's a new Shachiyonu Bayom.
So I'm making Shachiyonu two separate mitzvahs.
That's what it seems, right? It's almost like two separate mitzvahs. What does the Rambam assume? So the Rambam could say Pashat. The Rambam could just be assuming that even if there are two different Chiyuvim, there's a Chiyuv Midrabbanan Balayla and a Chiyuv Midrabbe Kabbalah Bayom, but it's the Zelba Maisa Mitzvah. It's the same Maisa Mitzvah, so you don't make a Shechiyonu the next day on the same Maisa Mitzvah. But the other way to explain the Rambam is to say maybe the Rambam holds that the Chiyuv Midrabbe Kabbalah is Bein Bayom Bein Balayla. Right? Maybe the Rambam holds like the other school of thought, that the Kriyas HaMegillah, even Balayla is Midivrei Kabbalah. So the Rambam holds it's literally the same Chiyuv. Bein Balayla, Bein Bayom. So if you made a Shechiyonu Balayla, then there's no reason to make a Shechiyonu Bayom. It could go either way. You can't tell from the Rambam himself. Right? But from Tosus, the Turi Eben wants to suggest that according to Tosus, maybe the Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah is only Bayom, and that's why it gets a Shechiyonu Bayom, even though you made a Shechiyonu Balayla. Hi, it's the same Maisa Mitzvah. Okay, it's the same Mitzvah, but it's a different Chiyuv. So since it's a different chiyuv, it should get a new shachiyonu bayom. The Prima Gadim that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, going back, the Prima Gadim that the Mishnah Berurah quoted, that Safei Kara Megillah L'chumra, if you don't know whether you read the Megillah, you have to reread the Megillah. And you're not supposed to read the Megillah during Ben Hashmashos, because that's only a Safei Kriya. That Prima Gadim is clearly assuming that the chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah is not only bayom, it's even balayla. Because his whole discussion, I mean, the case of Safek Kara Megillah is not clear that it's talking about Balayla, but the way the Mishnah Berurah presents it, it's in the same simon where he's talking about this individual who's having trouble with the fast. So clearly he's talking about the Megillah that he's going to hear at night.
Then according to the Prima Gadol, we should hold like the Rav Yoh and say you have to have a suit at all. So,
right, right. According to the Prima Gadol, what should emerge is that you should be machma, but that's what the Rama says. You should be machma for such a shita. You should be machma to be marve besuda balayla, because he's assuming that the chiyuvim, that the dinim midivrei Kabbalah, really do apply at night. That is what the Rama is saying, and that lechora is the chumra of the Prima Gadol to assume that Tzveikel Lechumra not only applies to the Kriya Bayom, but even to the Kriya Balayla. Because not only do we assume that Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah and Divrei Kabbalah Kedivrei Torah Domi vis-a-vis Safek, but we consider even the Kriya Balayla to be Midivrei Kabbalah. And that's why all of the rules of Tzveikel Lechumra should apply to the Kriya Samegillah, even Balayla. Lemaisa, I think most poskim would probably say that better to read the Megillah later, right, better to try to read it after Tzeis HaKochavim, and just to do a te'ima. If a person is having trouble with the fast, so drink a little bit or have a candy. Right? You can daven Maariv and then take a candy in your mouth before the Megillah laning. And that should tide you over. That's the better thing to do, rather than having the Megillah early. I mean, who heard of such an idea? We don't do that kind of thing. Right? We try to read the Megillah after Tzeis HaKochavim, to read a bizman. And maybe one should be machmer even to read the Megillah later. There are some minyanim that dafka amakbid to have a later marav, so that you'll have the Megillah after Tzeis HaKochavim. I mean, you don't have to be machmer for Tzeis HaKochavim like, you know, Matzei Shabbos, but to have it after Tzeis HaKochavim, whatever the shir is that the Rav determines, whether it's 15 minutes or 25 minutes after Shkia, but to have it after Tzeis HaKochavim, so that you'll be able to be yotze kedasu kedin bizman v'layla v'lodumi ali, means it's supposed to be bizman layla mamish. So it's best to try to do that. And if a person has any difficulty with the fear, so then they should be toim to take a candy or to drink a little bit, and that should tide them over. This idea that Mikra Megillah might be Medivre Kabbalah, and there might be certain halachas that change as a result. So there are several other issues that might hinge on this question as well. Take, for example, the question of Kotan. We know the famous Mishnah Megillah on Daf Yates of Beis, Source 13. Hakol Kshem Likros is HaMegillah Chutz Mecherishot VeKotan. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah for the Tzibur, except for Cherishot VeKotan. We know Cherishot VeKotan are three individuals who generally can't be Motzi the Tzibur properly. Right? Kol HaMechuyiv B'Davar Motzi HaSarabim Yidei Chavosan. Someone who's Mechuyiv in a Mitzvah, so he can be the Tzibur. And the chiyuvim have to be on the same level. Right? We assume that the motzi, that the shomei and the mashmi have to be on the same level. Cherishot v'kotan don't really have a chiyuv in mitzvahs, so because they don't have a chiyuv in mitzvahs, they can't be motzi the tzibur. So the Mishnah says that everyone can be motzi the tzibur in Megillah except for cherishot v'kotan. So the Rishonim may ask, what are we talking about? If the kotan in question has reached the age of chinuch, so why can't he be motzi the tzibur? I can understand that if you have a mitzvah d'araisa, let's say Kiddush on Friday night, right? That's a mitzvah d'araisa. Or other mitzvahs d'araisa, let's say shofar. So I can understand the katan can be motzi the tzibur in shofar. Let's say he's a talented katan and he can blow shofar, he knows how to do it, he trained appropriately, he can blow shofar. He can't be motzi the tzibur, he's a katan. The tzibur agedolim, the mitzvah of shofar and Rosh Hashanah is a mitzvah d'araisa. The mitzvah of chinuch maximum is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so it's not the same level. He only has a chi of midrabbanan, and everyone else has a chi of daraisa, so he can't be motzi them. Similarly, Kiddush on Friday night is a chi of min haTorah, so I can understand the katan can be motzi the tzibur, can't be motzi gedolim in Kiddush on Friday night. Mikra Megillah is only d'rabbanan. So if Megillah is only d'rabbanan, even if the chi of the katan mitzad chinuch is only midrabbanan, but what could be the problem? He's mechuyev midrabbanan, and then mechuyev midrabbanan. So a derabbanan should be able to be motzi derabbanan. What could be the problem over here? That's Taisus's kasha.
That's like a double derabbanan.
Oh, very good. So Taisus, the answer is no, it's a trade derabbanan. This is a trade derabbanan. What's a trade derabbanan mean? It means that a katan never has a chiyev deraisa. Chinuch is only derabbanan for a katan. That's his maximum chiyev. But gedolim do have chiyuvim deraisa. They're on a higher level than a katan in general. Not for Megillah, necessarily, but they're on a higher level of chiyuv than a katan in general. And Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah d'rabbanan, so for a katan we treat this as a trade d'rabbanan, because his chiyuv in mitzvahs in general is only d'rabbanan, plus Megillah is only d'rabbanan, so we look at it as a double d'rabbanan. For the gadol, we say that it's a chad d'rabbanan. Megillah happens to be d'rabbanan, but since gedolim have chiyuvim d'araisa, we don't say it's a trade d'rabbanan. We say that they're a gavra, they are people who can have chiyuvim d'araisa, even though this particular chiyuv happens to be d'rabbanan. So they don't match up. The Gedolim and the Katan don't match up, because for a Katan, look at this as a trade Rabbanan, but for Gedolim, we look at it as a Cheder Rabbanan. So that's why the Katan is not able to be Motzi the Tzibur. That's what Tosis right there on the daf says. The Ramban, Melchames Hashem, he suggests another answer, very, very interesting answer. Ramban says maybe the Katan is not a Mechiyav Vedavar at all. Just because we want the Katan to do mitzvahs doesn't mean he has a Chiyav. His parents have a chiyuv. His father has a chiyuv, midin chinuch, and maybe even his mother. It's a shaila in poskim whether the mother has a chiyuv of chinuch, but the father certainly has a chiyuv of chinuch. So the parents are mechuyuv to be mechanic the child, but is the katan called a mechuyuv bedavar himself? Perhaps not. Maybe the katan doesn't really have a chiyuv. The father, the parents have a chiyuv to be mechanic the child in the mitzvah, to be margil him in the mitzvah, to make him accustomed to the mitzvahs, that when he becomes a gadol, then he'll know what to do. So, if the katan is not a mechuyav bedavar at all, he doesn't even have a chiyav midrabbanan. It's the parents of a chiyav midrabbanan to be mechanech the child. So then we can understand that the katan can't be motzi the tzibur, because they have a chiyav, even if the chiyav is only midrabbanan for them, but he has no chiyav at all. The parents have a chiyav to be mechanech him. It's a lomdish vart that the Ramban is saying. That the katan doesn't have a chiyav at all. It's the parents who have a chiyav to be mechanech the child. So that's why the katan can't be motzi the tzibur at all. Comes the Turei Evan and says, I think I have a simpler answer. You don't need the Tosas, you don't need the Ramban. Simpler answer. If the Chiv to hear the Megillah is Midivei Kabbalah, the Chiv to read the Megillah is Midivei Kabbalah, V'hayomim ho'elin is Karim v'nasim, so then we can understand simply that a Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur in such a Chiv. Because the Katan never has a Chiv Midivei Kabbalah. Even if you said that the Katan really is a Mechuyav B'davar, but his Chiyav is only a Chiyav D'Rabbanan. Chinuch maximum is only a Chiyav M'D'Rabbanan. So, it's like the Tzibur is Chayav Minatorah in a mitzvah. Any mitzvah D'Araisa, the Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur, because his Chiyav is only going to be M'D'Rabbanan. Says the Turei Evan, the same should be true by Mikra Megillah. Since the Chiyav is Midivir Kabbalah, the Chiyav for the Gedolim is Midivir Kabbalah, but for the Katan is only Midir Abanan. So that's why the Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur, because the Chiyuvim don't line up. The Chiyav for the Tzibur, for the Gedolim, is like a Chiyav Daraisa almost. It's a Chiyav Midivir Kabbalah. But the Chiyav for the Katan is only the Rabbanan, so that's why the Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur. So the Turei Evan himself points out that I still need the Tosfos. I need the Rishonim. I need the Ramban to explain why the Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur at night. Exactly, right? Because I just told you that the Chiyav Midivir Kabbalah is only by day, but at night it's only a mitzvah derabbanan. So the reason why the Katan can't be Motzi the Tzibur at night in Megillah, that must be for the other reasons, that either there is no Chiyav at all, or it's a trade. He's a trade derabbanan. But he says, for the Kriya Bayom, the Kasha never began, because the Kriya Bayom is a Chiyav Midivir Kabbalah, so Avada. The Kotan is not going to be able to be Motzi the Tzibur for that, because his Chiyav, even if he is a Mechiyav Adavar, it's only a Chiyav Midir Abonan, and the Chiyav Bayom is a Chiyav Midivir Kabbalah. What type of Kotan, or let me say, what type of Godol? Right, there's a window of opportunity. Right, there's a transition of Kotan to Godless. Right, a transition of katnus to godless. Where he turns 13, we know that to become a gadol, a person needs shanim and simonim. Right, so there's sort of like a window, a transition period, where we're not 100% sure that this katan became a gadol. Now, if he's 15 or 16, so it's a davar pashut already to us that he's a gadol. 13, bar mitzvah, you know, a newly minted bar mitzvah, bacher. So we don't know for sure. We know he has shanim. We know that he's 13, but we don't know that he has simonim. We don't know that he has shtei sanis. Can he read the Megillah for the tzibur? So we know the Gemara Masechta Nida says that there's a concept called chazaka derava. We assume that if someone was magia l'shanim, then he has simonim as well. The post can point out that we rely on chazaka derava only for dinim derabon. We don't rely on chazaka derava for dinim deraisa. Right, that's the Shulchan Aruch in Source 14. That to be mitzarif him to a minion, for zimun, ba'asara, for these things that are dinim derabbanan. So even though he doesn't have simonim, we have a chazaka derava. Right? Rava had this principle that higiel l'chal shanim, higiel l'chal simonim, that once he's reached the age of godless, then we assume that he has simonim as well. So he has shanim and simonim, he's a full-fledged god. So that's true regarding derabbanans, but regarding deraisas, we're not going to assume like that. We're going to be machmir. We're going to be machmir to assume that we're not going to follow this chazaka. To be motzi the tzibur in Parsha Zocher, let's say, we're not going to have the katan who's igiyah lechlal shanim to be motzi the tzibur. We don't know that he's igiyah lechlal simon. If a gadol ate a kedei sviya v'yachalta v'savata, right, so he has a chiyuv darais in Birchas Hamazon, so then we won't allow the katan for whom we have a suffek whether he's igiyah lechlal simonim to be motzi the gadol. We're not really going to have people be motzi others in benching anyway, bizman hazeh. Everyone benches for themselves. But let's assume we wanted to have one person to be motzi someone else. We would not choose the katan who's igiyah lechlal shana to be motzi the gadol who ate a kedei sviya, because he has a chi of daraisa, and the katan, and this individual, you know, I'm sorry, kiddush, right, that's a better case, right? The case of kiddush, if the katan was higiyah lechlal shanim, we don't know if he's higiyah lechlal simanim, so we're not going to rely on chazaka durava for him to be motzi the gedolim in kiddush. So the question is, can we rely on chazaka durava for the katan to be motzi the tzibur in Megillah? Now what's the din? Can he read the Megillah for the tzibur? So lechora, that should depend on this question. If we assume that Mikra Megillah, Bain Bayom, Bain Balayla, Lezachiyah, Midivei Kabbalah, and we assume that Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah, Dami, it's not just that Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah, Dami, regarding whether Tzvichim Chizuk or Ein Tzvichim Chizuk, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, but rather it's a full-fledged comparison between Divrei Kabbalah and Divrei Torah, so then what should come out is that we cannot rely on the Chazaka Derava. Right? When it comes to Mikra Megillah, we have to assume that it has the same status as Kiddush, has the same status as Parsha Zohar. These are Dinim Darais, and for Dinim Darais we don't rely on Chazaka Derava. So we should only allow this individual to be Motzi the Tzibur if we know for sure that he's a Gadol. We know for sure that he's a Gia Lechlal Shanim and he's a Gia Lechlal Simonim. But if we assume that maybe the Kriya Balayla is only the Rabbanan, then there might be more room to be Mekil for such an individual who's a Gia Lechlal Shanim, but we're not sure that he's a Gia Lechlal Simonim, to still be Motzi the Tzibur. It can be motzi the tzibur because we can rely on chazaka derava at least for the kriya balayla, perhaps. But for the kriya bayom, lechora the kriya bayom is more chamer. The kriya bayom is more chamer. You know, people are very careful to, you know, to be mechavin for the kriya balayla. Everyone's so into the kriya balayla, they haven't heard the Megillah in 12 months, so they're all excited. But the reality is, the kriya bayom might be even more chamer. It might be more significant. It's definitely midivrei kabbalah. The Kriya Balayla might not be Midirei Kabbalah, so you should concentrate even more to the Kriya Bayom. I know after everything that happens Balayla, sometimes we don't have the concentration, we don't have the attention span Bayom, but it's something to keep in mind, that the Kriya Bayom really is more Chama than the Kriya Balayla, so we certainly should concentrate for the Kriya Bayom. But perhaps we should be more makel for this individual, for the Katan, to be Motzi the Tzibur. We should be more makel for him to read the Megillah Balayla, because it might only be the Rabbanan Balayla. But then again, to be machir for those shidas that assume it's Midivrei Kabbalah, even Balayla, it's probably better not to have him be motzi the tzibur, even for the Kriya Balayla. And finally, this might have application for women as well. We know there's a famous sheet of the Bahag that the Bali Tosis called Adav Dalid, there in Masechta Megillah, that even though women are obligated in the mitzvah of Megillah, but it's not quite the same as men. Right? The Gemara says that Afen Hoyu Ba'oso Hanes, that women were included in the Nes, both in the Sakona, in the Gzeira of Haman, and in the Yeshua. We know that Esther was the catalyst for the Yeshua. So since women were involved in the Nes, then they're obligated in the Mitzvah Megillah. The question is, what is the nature of the obligation for women? So the Bahag has his famous sheet that maybe women are only obligated in Shmiyas Megillah, but not in Mikra Megillah. They're only obligated to hear the Megillah, but not to read the Megillah. Lemaisa, the Yotzi, the same way, right? They just listen to the Megillah. They listen to Megillah, and whether there would be a mitzvah of Mikra or a mitzvah of Shmiya, they can be Yotze. Shmiya Ka'ona allows them to be Yotze with the person who's reading. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference whether they're Chayav in Shmiya or Chayav in Kriya? So says Taisus, if they're Chayav in Shmiya, then they can't be Motzi Anashim. They would not be able to be Motzi men, because men definitely are Chayav in Mikra Megillah, reading of the Megillah, but they might only be Chayav in Shmiya. So that's why it's better. But Tzibur, we wouldn't have a woman laying the Megillah anyway, but even if a woman wants to lay in the Yochid for a single man, better to have her not laying for the man, because there's a question whether the Chiyuvim are the same. So the same Turei Evan who wanted to suggest that the fact that Mikra Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, right, that might tell us that you should make a Shechiyonu, right, that there might be that you might have to make another Shechiyonah Bayom. He's talking about whether the Chiyuv Midivrei Kabbalah applies Bayom or applies balayla. So he wants to suggest, look, the chiyuv of noshim midin afen hayu ba'oso haneis, that's only a chiyuv derabbanan. The chiyuv for anoshim is a chiyuv midirei kabbalah. So there's a simple reason why noshim should not be motzi anoshim, since the obligation of the men is midirei kabbalah, and the obligation for women is only derabbanan. It's not on the same level. So if it's not on the same level, avada, the women are not going to be able to be motzi the men. So again, if you assume that Mikra Megillah at night is only a mitzvah derabbanan, so then this answer is not going to explain.
Work.
It wouldn't work, right? Since the chiyuv is both midrabbanan for women and midrabbanan for men, so then at night a woman would be able to be motzi a man, technically speaking. But because of the shita of the Bahag, that perhaps the obligation of women is different, their obligation is a chiyuv of shmiya, not a chiyuv of kriya, it is probably better that women should not be motzi men, bein bayom, bein balayla. Afreilich and Purim to all.